Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, and I am so excited today because I have a fabulous guest coming to me all the way from Toronto, Canada. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Angelica MacArthur. She is a lifestyle coach for millennium women. At age 30, she entered a period of anxiety and confusion surrounding transition into adulthood. And as she worked through it, her passion for helping other millennial women grew, their confidence in adulting expanding. She provides reliable, real talk through her fun and value-focused content, where she serves up guidance on how to connect deeply to the key areas of life while creating the relationship with your life that you ultimately desire in adulthood. She's on social media, but you can, and Facebook, you can reach her at facebook.com/theangelmac. And on Instagram, it's the same code, theangelmac. So welcome, Angelique. I'm so happy to have you with us today. Our angel, how are you?
Thank you so much, Robbie. I'm honored to be a guest on your show. And yeah, I'm doing well, trying to keep warm up here in Toronto. So it's going well, and I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about you and how you got into this line of work.
Yeah, so, like I said, I'm from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I live with my husband, and I was born and raised here, and I love everything about the city, but, I love to travel and do all those things too, and when I turned 30 a few years ago, I'm 35 now, I actually found that I had a sudden kind of anxiety or panic attack around entering my 30s. And I had written a Facebook post just kind of highlighting some of the things that I had learned up until the age of 30. And I had a lot of other women, millennial women reach out to me after that post was posted, and they agreed, saying that they felt a lot of anxiety about entering their 30s and just not feeling prepared and suddenly feeling like had to become an adult before they knew how. And so I started looking online for, blogs, other resources that was really geared towards women turning 30 or entering their 30s, and I couldn't find anything. I found a lot of articles that were actually women saying how bad their 30s were, and I was, really kind of discouraged by that because I know that your 30s is a really great time in your life, but I just couldn't find that hub or that central space for millennial women. And so I really wanted to create that, and I started off with centering around turning 30, but I have expanded to really helping women, millennial women, in different spaces of their life, not necessarily just turning 30, but really helping them to get clear. And that's kind of how it all started, just with that Facebook post and that idea of kind of searching for that myself.
Yeah, that's good. And the fact that you went through it makes it so more easier for you to help women. And, it's not just, this is what I read or this is what I've experienced. So it makes the biggest a way for them to really learn. So tell me some of the biggest lessons you've learned from life so far.
Yeah, I mean, that post was great because it really helped me think on just some of the things that I had. The post was like 30 things that I've learned before turning 30. And what I've come to learn really is that connection is everything. I think that a lot of times we forget that our life is connected in so many ways. And I think that that's not something that we look into as much. So I've learned that through, having different experiences in life. And I believe that the way that you connect to people, your faith, your finances, and all the other key areas of your life is really kind of at the root. And I've learned that it's really important to nurture your connections, and the way you connect is really important, and to dive deep into that. And I definitely believe that expressing yourself and saying what you need to say is really something that is really important. For a long time in my life, I felt I considered myself somebody who was very independent, and I still do. And I was I never felt like I was shy. You know, I do different things. I was in a pageant. I was like, you know, I've been in speeches and done all these things throughout my life, and I've always been that person. But there became a point, probably in my mid-20s, where I started finding that I was losing my voice, and that meaning in the way that I spoke up for myself. I was finding I was a lot more nervous and anxious and not wanting to, worry about what other people were thinking. But then I found that I was really nervous about the way that I was showing up in a space. And so I really had to learn and work back to finding that voice that I've always really loved about myself. And I think that it's really important to do the same. So I would definitely say connection is a big lesson that I had learned, and just how to do that and really learn the art of connecting with yourself and the key areas of your life, and also in finding your voice. And then especially as women, I think that's really important, and expressing that in the way that you really mean to, rather than have other people express your voice for you.
That's so true. So what are the most common things you feel millennial women are struggling with?
Yeah, I think for millennial women, there's so much on our plate because we're in a day and age where, you know, women can really do anything. Some of the things that, you know, previous generations struggled with is not something that we necessarily struggle with now, because we have so many options. And I think the overwhelm of having so many options is something that actually a lot of women struggle with, because it causes them to feel that they're confused and they're not clear. They get very anxious about what their next steps should be. And they find that they're kind of circling in this one spot in their life. And it can cause a lot of frustration and I think a lot of shame and embarrassment for a lot of millennial women, because they feel that they should be further on than they are. I think society plays into that a lot too, by having women kind of feel that at a certain age or certain time in their life that they should have certain things put together. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure men deal with this too. I just can only speak to that as a woman myself. But I think self-confidence is something that, while we talk about it quite often and you see a lot of things, like, you know, out there being like, you know, yes, girl, and you're awesome and these things, I think that the really learning the art of self-confidence and really how to build that up and have it be sustaining is something that a lot of millennial women struggle with. So clarity and anxiety as well, and just really learning how to become the adult version of themselves that they desire, rather than feel like they have to be something that other people or society says that they have to be.
That's true. So how do you help them overcome these struggles?
Yeah, I think from my experiences, I've really taken from that, and I love to learn about new things all the time. I'm learning a lot about personal growth, and every time I learn that, I create that and I put that into my content and into the offers that I have for millennial women to work with me. So I really do that by, I help them overcome these struggles by sharing valuable tips, my experiences. And I really, in my, you know, free Facebook group, I really get a really raw with how I've my experiences. And I want other women to find that, millennial women to have that space to be safe and just really express themselves. And so I share my experiences, and I share techniques that I've not only learned but applied and that have really worked for me. And even ones that I didn't find that worked for me, to just so that these women have the space and the avenue to say, let me try this for myself or not, because I really do, I'm a firm believer that you have to try it for yourself, because what works for one person may not for another. But really, I like to try to cut down on the overwhelm and all the anxiety that and doubt that these women have by sharing with them in this way. So I definitely do that through, you know, like I said, my content on social media, my free Facebook group, and also through coaching, whether it be one-on-one or group, or through awesome events that I put on.
Explain the concept you speak about regarding your whole life being one big relationship.
Yeah, I would say probably when I turned 30, there was a lot of compartmentalizing, and I noticed that that was something that I was struggling with, meaning I would have one area of my life doing really well, but I would struggle in the other area. So, you know, maybe my relationships were doing well, but my finances weren't, or, you know, my career was doing well, but my health wasn't. And I find that we compartmentalize way too much, especially as women. We have so much on our plate, so we tend to just focus in on one area and other parts fall to the wayside. And no matter how much we try to, like, juggle it, you know, women are love to say that they're multitaskers and they're juggling a lot of things. But I think sometimes we don't want to let the balls drop, so to speak, because we were worried about, you know, how that's perceived and what that means about us and our self-worth, when it really doesn't have anything to do with that. But I think that when we look at the fact that our life is connected, all the key areas of your life are connected in some way. And usually that's through the fact that you have a relationship with that thing. We often don't think about the fact that we have a relationship with our money or with our finances, or we have a relationship with the career that we're building. We just look at it as, oh, that's just something I do. But it's also the way that you know, look at that thing, the way you interact with that thing, the way you think about that thing and speak about that thing. And so your whole life is really one big relationship, because all these areas work together to produce the life that you desire. And when you compartmentalize and only have one area that you focus on really well, and then the others kind of fall away, or you find it difficult to manage all of these areas, when you look at it from this perspective of it's all one thing, then you get to really look at that one thing that's equal to all of them, which is you, and you get to build up that person. So I think that we understand, by understanding that life is not compartments, it's all the one big thing working, trying to work together, and these areas are trying to work seamlessly together, then you kind of actually reduce the pressure that you have to kind of make every single area be perfect, because it's not about perfection. And it's really about creating the life that you desire, and that's not necessarily perfect to other people. So I think it's also reframing and seeing that your life can be really great, just depending on how you're looking at it and how you're nurturing it, and the way you're pursuing those areas.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. What three things that you think millennial women can do right now to start getting on track to stepping into their confidence can they do?
Yeah. I'm a big believer in journaling. I'm a writer by nature. I've always loved to write my whole life. And so I definitely believe journaling can be very cathartic. And you don't have to be a person that journals, you know, just like on paper. You can also do voice journaling. So maybe you just have voice notes yourself, or video journaling. There's different ways to do it. But I think really documenting and being aware of where you're at, you know, that could be from what's holding you back, what you're still kind of, you know, mulling over, whether it be in the past, the present, or the future. It's really, and like how you're feeling, you know, the way your body is, you know, connected to your thoughts, the way you're, you know, even your breathing patterns. So I think when you can just kind of start journaling around where you're really at in those areas of your life, you'll see how you can connect and really build up those areas of your life. But it starts with awareness. So that would be the first thing, is really to start journaling, grow your awareness there. Then I would say I have on my phone daily reminders of awareness check-ins. So what I have are a list of questions that I ask myself at certain points of the day. So it pops up on my phone, and I have the list of questions there, and it could be, how are you feeling right now or since your last check-in? Simple things like, have you been drinking water? Have you moved around? Because, you know, we sit a lot, especially now that people are all at home during this pandemic. And, you know, we're sitting a lot, so it's like, have you gotten up? Have you moved around? And just things that are simple things to really connect with your well-being throughout the day. And that could be just 5 minutes of really having mindfulness of what's happening in yourself and around you at that moment. So definitely having daily awareness check-ins is really good. Once you become aware after your journaling, you can have some questions that you can ask yourself and have a reminder on your phone to help you do that. And then the last thing I would say is list your wins, your daily wins, big or small. Too often we overlook that, especially I think as women, we always want to, you know, if things aren't perfect or, you know, we have really high expectations of ourselves. And so list a big win, you know, or a small win. A small win could just be that you cooked dinner today and, you know, or you tried a new recipe. It doesn't have to be something that you know, the world or society considers to be important. It's important to you. And that's what's really important, is getting back to what's important to you. And so I think listing your daily wins is going to be great, especially on those days when you're really having a tough time. You can always go back and look at that. So I have a simple Google Doc that's just literally called Daily Wins, and I write down the date and what the win was for the day. And I'm sure that you can find something in the day. And if not, that's something to be aware on. So those are three ways that you can really start building up your self-confidence.
I love this. I do journal, but I love the two other ideas you gave. I don't do those. And I think those would be great because, like you said, we're sitting so much that there's days that I haven't left the computer for 10 hours. And that's
right.
Not good. You know, we're trying to bring everything together in your life, your health and everything. You need to get up and move. So I'm going to implement that myself. I love it. So tell me, what is the biggest takeaway you want listeners to take from this conversation? We still have about 14 minutes, so you don't have to rush. We only have a few more questions. So
yeah,
you can go into lots of detail.
For sure. So I think that, you know, your life is, especially as a millennial woman, there's just so much you want to do and be and accomplish. And the one thing I want you to know is that mastering your mindset is going to be huge for you, because there's going to be so many things outside of you that you think that you can control and you can't. And I think sometimes we let ourselves down because even when we fundamentally inside, we know that we can't control other people or situations outside of us, we tend to cling to that. And I think that sets us up for a lot of disappointment and unnecessarily. But once you can start going within, and that's why I really do believe so much in the fact that your life is one big relationship and it starts within, that your life is, you know, the different parts of your life are kind of like the branches out of the roots of a tree. But it all comes back to one source, and that one source is you. You have to be able to grow your mindset. You have to be able to really speak up for yourself and define what's important for you and understand and be okay with the fact that that might not be something that is really important to other people or something that they understand or see as important. And I think that once you start doing that, you're going to start building your self-confidence and reducing that anxiety, because you have to get back to going with your gut. And we don't do that often enough because we're distracted by so many things. I can totally say I'm guilty of that. I've been there, and I still struggle, you know, especially with millennial women. We're online. We're usually connected to our phones in some way. And it's really tough to kind of disconnect and just be okay with being with yourself. But start small. Start with meditating daily and just start with 5 minutes. You don't even have to have, there's nothing fancy about it. You can just be in a quiet space. You could put on some, you know, music, classical music, or, you know, usually music without words is preferred. So try that. You can find something on Spotify. There's even an amazing free app called Insight Timer for meditation. Download that and get started. And once you just start being okay with learning how your mind works, learning about the chatter that's in your mind, that's going to help you start clearing away the things that are usually blocking you and your mindset from where you want it to be. It's a daily process. It's not something that's going to be instant. And as millennial women, we grew up in an instant gratification kind of world. That's just what we know. And so it's something you have to train yourself on and to be okay with doing. And again, start with 5 minutes a day. I don't think that it has to be really elaborate, but doing that and really connecting to yourself and your mindset is where it starts. Building up who you are is where it starts. Try things like EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, or tapping. Check out Brad Yates on YouTube. He has amazing videos on tapping to explain it and why it's helpful and the science behind it too. But I think that really connecting with yourself is where is the foundation, is the root for all the other things that happen in your life. That's how you connect to the other areas of your life, because once you start getting clear on who you are inside, you're going to be able to really control not only yourself, but a lot of the reactions, the behaviors that you have, that a lot of times we don't understand why we do something because they're just on autopilot and it's a habit. And they say by the age of 35 that the habits that you have formed are pretty much permanent by that point. So if you don't purposely make changes and you don't try to move beyond that, you're probably going to be that person of who you are for the rest of your life if you're not really making those strides. And again, it seems overwhelming, but it's really just taking the time daily and going little by little. That awareness check-in is going to be very helpful. You know, meditation, getting quiet, reading, you know, maybe more than you're on your phone or watching TV, or setting times on, you know, where you shut down your, you know, social media or screen time after a certain time just to be quiet. Those are going to be very helpful for you. And I think that it's not just about your mindset, isn't just the one area that helps. It really goes across everything. It changes the way you eat. It changes the way you view your body, the way you move. It changes the way you view your relationships. It changes even your goals and dreams, I think, can be changed by really getting in touch with yourself, because a lot of times we have goals and dreams based on what other people or society have decided is good. You know, not necessarily that it's good for us, but not everybody wants a mansion and to be necessarily, you know, a multimillionaire or billionaire, right? So it's really saying, is that what I genuinely want? And I think that once millennial women start getting stronger within themselves, you're going to see that it's not only impacting you, but it's going to be an amazing impact for the world over and for what you bring to the world as your real self. And that real self is something that changes, right? It's not static. You're changing all the time. But being clear on who you are at any given moment is what you're really striving for. So really take the time to build up your mindset, and that helps to then build up your self-confidence, your self-worth. It helps to reduce anxiety, and it helps to give you the clarity that you want.
Oh, wow, that's powerful. So what do you have coming up that millennial women can join in?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I like to put on events that I know millennial women like me, they'll totally love and appreciate. So I'm actually hosting a slumber party virtual networking and personal development event, and it's going to be fine, but we're going to be able to come in our pajamas, have a good time, talk about some fun, nostalgic things that all millennial women just love, such as NSYNC versus Backstreet Boys, because that's still a thing for us. And we're going to be going through some workshops. It's going to be a workshop for the day. We're going to go through different workshops that will focus on the different areas of our life, like some of the things I spoke about. So finances, health, obviously your personal growth and personal wealth and things of that nature. And you're also going to get a chance to network with other like-minded women, create those connections and form those bonds. There's going to be great prizes and giveaways. And it's just going to be something different and new, because I haven't seen anything like this out there. And I think it would be a really great time. And I just know that it's going to be awesome. So that's coming up on Saturday, April 10th. And if you want more information, definitely check out my social media or feel free to reach out to me directly. And you'll see lots about that coming up in the next week.
So tell us about three fun facts about you, and before we end, be sure that you tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yes, I will. So three fun facts. So I lived in Japan, and I taught English there when I was in my mid-20s, and that was the best experience of my life. I can definitely say that if I knew Japanese fluently, I would never have come home. I would have stayed there. So if you're ever thinking to go to Japan, I tell everybody it's worth every single penny. It's an amazing place, and the people are amazing, and so is the culture, and of course the food. Another thing, so my millennial women will know this, because there was a show back in when I was in high school. So it was on MTV. It was called Made, and it was basically, the premise was that somebody who was probably the last person you would think to do or become something else would come back. So like a jock would, you know, or like a tomboy girl would become a pageant queen. And so I had actually seen an episode of that very thing, where there was a tomboy girl and she was like, I'm going to enter the pageant. And everybody was like, this is crazy. And I was that girl. And so like, I was like her. And so I did the same thing. And so I entered a pageant, and I ended up winning six of the seven cash prizes. So I was pretty stoked about that. That was really fun. And I've traveled quite a bit. I definitely have a lot on the go with places I want to travel. after the pandemic, because I'm getting, you know, stir crazy with not having been anywhere in the past like 2 years. But yeah, I've traveled to some really fun places like Australia, Singapore, traveled to Europe, like London, Paris, Barcelona. And so, yeah, I'm a travel bug. That's definitely my thing, and I would love to explore more. So I'm really excited about that and looking forward to seeing what more of what the world has to offer. And I'd love to come back to California, because I hear I've been there once and I've fell in love, and it's an amazing spot. So that's pretty cool, Robbie, that Cali is your home state.
Well, I'm actually originally from Hawaii.
Oh, my gosh, really? That's amazing. That's also on my list. I've heard never one bad thing about Hawaii. So
great place. Yeah, I was born and raised there, but I lived in the east and then I lived in the west. I've actually lived in the west the longest, but I'm happy. I'm sort of like you. I'm happy everywhere, because everywhere you go, you get
right.
to meet wonderful people. And if you don't
exactly.
show up, you don't get to meet people, right?
Exactly.
So I want to know
exactly.
how people can connect with you.
Yeah, so like I've mentioned before, I have a free Facebook group called The Connected and Created Millennial Life. So check it out on Facebook. Please be sure to answer the questions in order to gain access. But it's a free group for millennial women. We talk about all the key areas of your life that I mentioned before, and we just have fun. We have guest speakers in there too, and mini masterclasses on different topics to help you grow monthly. And there's more coming down the pipelines that I have in store. So yeah, tell your friends, join. It'd be great to have you. And also you can find me. My personal page on Facebook is, you'll find it under The Angel Mac. And then at Instagram, I'm at The Angel Mac _. So yeah, please find me, Angelique MacArthur, and lifestyle coach for millennial women. I'm out there and I'm looking forward to connecting. And I think it'll be really great.
Can you give them that free Facebook page again so that they...
For sure.
Know,
definitely. So the name is The Connected and Created Millennial Life. And so, yeah, you should, it's the only one out there from what I saw. So you should be able to find it. And it's hosted by me, Angelique MacArthur. And if you can't find it directly, just go to my Facebook page. So that's TheAngelMac on Facebook. And you can find me, Angelique MacArthur, and on my page, if you're on your desktop or laptop, you'll see on the left side the link to join my free Facebook community, as well as my other links, such as Instagram.
Okay, and tell us again the event that you're doing on April 10th.
Yeah, so it's a slumber party, virtual networking and personal growth event coming up on April 10th. And so it's going to be an afternoon of fun, and almost it's the nature of it is that where it's going to be like you were at a slumber party. Like I loved going to slumber parties when I was a kid. And so it's going to be a slumber party for adults. So you're going to get some really great stuff in advance once you sign up in order to make some fun adult versions of foods that we used to eat when we were, you know, at slumber parties, and drinks, more adult version of drinks that, you know, we would have had at slumber parties minus the alcohol. But it'll be a really great time just to connect with other millennial women who are wanting to grow themselves and to get confident in themselves in the areas of their life, and how to really learn on how to connect and how to create that one big relationship that you need to for your life. So it's going to be, and there's prizes and all those things. So check out my social media, because there's going to be lots of information coming up in the next week on the event and how to join us.
I'm so happy. Well, I can't believe it. The half an hour is gone already. It goes by very fast. It was very informative. I'm just so happy you were my guest. I learned so much more about you, and I think you should get that flyer about the slumber party into our newsletter so we can get it out to all
Absolutely.
Of our members.
Absolutely.
And
I definitely
want to
thank
you
that.
So much, and wish you great success. And I wish they had all these things when I was a millennial woman, but I got through it.
Well, thank
but
you.
I would
so.
Have got through it so much easier with somebody like you. So anyway, have a great day. And thank you
thank
for being
you.
A guest on my show today.
Thank you so much, Robbie. I'm honored. You're a legend and you're amazing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we'll talk again soon.
Definitely.
Bye now.
Bye now.